Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Tune in for The Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. GroundWithAGarden.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we'll have Dahl Arntzen joining us in just a minute here. And also, we have joining us next hour from Florida, we have Patricia Gonzalez. The website is patriciaforcongress.com. Of course, Patricia is running for Congress in the state of Florida. So we can also take your calls probably in the third hour. If you guys have anything that you want to discuss, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone and I will take your call. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring Dahl into the conversation here. Welcome in, Dahl.
Thank you, Proof. Good evening, everybody.
Well, good evening. Good. Thank you for... Hey, I just noticed... I just noticed something. You have the switchboard up?
Yeah. I see that, too, in the studio. The hand.
Yeah, it looks like a. To me, it looks like a hand coming out of the, coming out of a casket.
I know. I was like, no, he didn't put that icon there. I like it though; it's brilliant. You know, I mean, it really sticks out. So yeah.
I had nothing to do with that, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, so folks, if you do call in tonight to join the conversation and you're waiting to be heard from, there's this creepy hand popping up now on the switchboard.
Yeah, blue question mark. Now it's an actual hand.
Which is good, because I've had co-hosts on other shows say, hey, Dahl, there's somebody's raising their hand, and I'm like, oh yeah, there is somebody there in the switchboard, huh? But, yeah, so, folks, if you want to call and join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you, and just I'd like to see the switchboard light up with a bunch of hands.
So just a little bit of news here. So I want to give a shout-out to a social media company.
All right.
Try out your spot, yorespot.com. So it's brand new. There's only a few thousand users so far. But if you get in on the ground floor and you're in there early, a lot of the people that are there will notice you. So you have a chance to blow up there, because if you're somebody that has a big message, you're going to reach a lot of people quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that with Parler when it first started, Parlay, or, you know, what people want to call it. But, yeah, I went ahead. I'm going to go ahead and sign up for the your spot. Yeah.
So I started a page for Freedomizer. And I started a group for Barefoot is Legal, and I'll have all of them have their own groups and pages. I just feel like if there's a lot of like-minded people on one place already, but it's brand new, so people are looking for new people to join and make friends and all that. So you're going to have a whole different audience.
Yeah, you will.
So it's something to do while I'm still in jail.
You're in jail again. That's right. I just remembered now.
Did you see the broccoli man where the factor puts him in actual jail?
No, not yet. Not yet. It's hunting season. I've been a little preoccupied.
Well, it's hunting season also for social media.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But, yeah, no, I would love to. I gotta catch up on the broccoli man. I saw a couple were just posted. And so he gets put in jail?
Yeah, hold on. I'll get you set up here. Oh, I've made four this week.
I
actually,
have it.
You have it. Okay.
Oh, wait, I think.
Yeah. It says Broccoli
morning?
Man in jail.
No, Jamar gets his 19th booster.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. I've since I've been in jail, I've been making more cartoons.
And then Mike tries to get pregnant. No, you haven't sent me Factor.
Hold on. We'll make that happen quick here.
Okay.
So if you want to watch it while we're on air, and I know we have a lot of stuff to go over, but I'd rather get some of this out of the way now.
Definitely. Okay,
right.
I've got it all ready to go. So we're going to.
I'm not ready.
Okay, everybody. Broccoli Man goes to jail. Broccoli Man in jail is the episode.
I know it's on here. Hold on. Let me make sure I uploaded it. I'm pretty confident that I did.
I'm looking at it in Rumble right now.
No, I'm talking about on the switchboard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe it's because I did it on Friday that I didn't upload it. Hold on. I don't know how I missed that one.
So, folks, in this episode, Broccoli Man is sent to jail by the Factor. Will he end up serving a jail sentence over something he posted on Spybook?
All right, hold
Once
on.
Once we get this uploaded, we'll all find out the answer.
All right, still looking. There we go. Okay. It's uploading as we speak.
All right, folks. I'm gonna hardly wait.
But Jamar got his 19th booster today.
That is awesome. I saw that one. Poor Jamar. Poor Jamar. He's got to have some tender nibble parts.
Yeah,
well, he's
got
to be ready, you know.
Trying to get pregnant, that's probably my favorite one so far. You know how I love the millennial.
I just love it. And it's funny, too, because Jamar... He gets in trouble for calling his partner a her.
No, that's Mike. Jamar
is
Jamar is the Puerto Rican looking kid.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Mike is the one with the deep voice that gets in trouble with his birthing partner.
Oh gosh. Too much. Too much.
There we go. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so on the count of three, two, one, roll 'em.
Hello, Factor. What do you have going on over here?
I have someone that needs to be locked up right now.
When I asked if I was going to spy book jail, I don't think this is what is supposed to happen.
You just shut your front door and get in that jail till I'm a jailbird.
I don't think this is necessary.
I am the one that decides if it is necessary. We have warned you too many times about going against community standards.
What appears to be the trouble here tonight?
He posted nudity and sexual content on his Spybook account.
I shared a chicken and broccoli recipe. The fact checker flagged it as nudity and said I am in Spybook jail for 30 days.
So you want us to hold him here for 30 days? I'm not sure our jail is set up for people who are here for online censorship.
If you do not want to have Broccoli stuck in jail, then I will demand that you get in the jail with him. I am more powerful than Michael Robinson Obama, and she is a very nice lady.
We can't do this. It is not constitutional to take away his free speech.
That's it. You need to get in that jail too. How dare you question me? I am a person of color.
Last month, I shared an article about our local school board meeting. You also labeled that as nudity. Where has there ever been a school board meeting that had public sex? You gave me a 30-day ban for sharing an article already on Spybook and was in our local fake news newspaper. Why are you against free speech?
We're not keeping him here. This is a police station, not a camp for shutting up your political enemies.
You need one of these, and Broccoli's Talk needs one of these too.
I said I hate pedophiles doing what they do to kids. You flagged me for hate speech.
Pedophilia is illegal. We arrest people for that.
Good job. I spent all week busting pedophile rings.
You both are sick monsters. You need more of these. I can't believe you are arresting people for a sexual preference.
Why are you so much in favor of creepy dudes having coitus with little children? That is sick and offensive.
It is their right to have a sexual preference and the freedom of speech.
You are worried about a pedo's freedom of speech. Meanwhile, you want me in jail for covering a school board meeting last month.
If someone forces sex on a young child, we do not consider that freedom of speech. We treat it as forcing sex on a child.
If they come from another country, you do not arrest them. They need to get paid $450,000 each. How undocumented American friends get compensated for coming across the border.
It angers me that people can make $500,000 just for smuggling and stealing someone's child. I am arresting them all day.
That is why you will stay in jail. Because you are a fan, you will go to jail. You need to leave those poor people alone. It is not the people's fault they were born attracted to children.
You are sick and disgusting for enabling those people to do those sick things. Why do you support these sick people? You will have to answer to God for allowing this to happen.
You will get another jail sentence for that sexist outburst. How dare you be against people who are not cisgendered?
Fact, you have not given me any reason to arrest Broccoli Man today. I am not holding Broccoli Man for 30 days over what you call community standards.
You are a sick monster that believes in the Constitution. I cannot wait until Brandon and Kamala get rid of the Constitution. Then we can have a one-world dictatorship. People like Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Justin Moskowitz have spent billions of dollars to change America to a communist-style dictatorship. Even Jeff Bezos says that people need to be off the Earth by 2030.
Why is it that first grade kids can get porno books from the school library? But if we say these books should not be allowed in the school, you tell us talking about the book breaks pornography laws. Are you telling us that only children can read pornography now?
That's it. You are spending at least 90 days in this jail. We need to put thought criminals like you behind bars. Now, stay in that jail for 180 days, you something duper. You will stay in here until the concentration camps are ready for you. But they totally don't exist.
We need to do more to expose these globalists and the fact checkers they pay for. We all need to tune into the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has great guests and co-hosts that are very knowledgeable. They have been on a long time and have a great show. Listen live on freedomizerradio.live. That is freedomizerradio.live.
Thank you, Rocky Man. I will check out the Proof Negative show tonight. Can you listen right on the website?
Yes. Just go to freedomizerradio.live.
How dare you?
We need to expose all this time and demand it all to stop.
All right, so that's the Broccoli Man in Jail episode. So hopefully it was what you expected.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the factor, she's got such a soft voice.
Yeah, but she's a person of color.
I know, yeah. Bondage would have been a good one to take the one to jail for pedophilia.
Yeah, but the factor put people in social media jail, so we had to use her for this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like, you know, folks, she's a woman with color, and she has a, it looks like a jar she's carrying around on her head?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I figured that was the right person to be the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, you know, she's got that whole tribal look. Urban tribal look, like what the urban, millennials think that looks like. So is this another hand in the studio? Hand in the studio.
Yeah, that looks like one. But we really didn't get to talk much yet. So I wanted to ask you if you watched any of the Tucker Carlson with Kyle Rittenhouse that was on yesterday.
No, I did not. I did not. I know it was an exclusive interview and stuff, and you know.
Well, it sounds like he's going to be suing some fake news, so that'll be good.
Yeah, him and the Sandberg kid will be two of the richest white non-racists around.
Yeah, that's I guess that's one of the two new ways in America where you can be rich. If you're from another country, all you have to do is steal a kid from somebody and travel here, and you'll get $450,000. Or if you're already here, let the fake news slander your good name, and then you could sue them for millions.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the lawsuit against Joe Biden, because you got to keep in mind, when Joe Biden said the inflammatory things he said, he was not the president of the United States. He was still a by de facto private citizen.
And so he's never walked it back once, though.
And he's never walked it back, correct. But it should not shelter him immunity, you know, whereas, well, I'm the president of the United States, so you can't touch me type thing. He said it while he was not the president of the United States. He's not even the president of the United States. What's wrong with me? I need another cup of hot tea, stat. That man has never been the president of the United States. I stand corrected, folks. But that illegitimate guy there, Joe Biden.
Hey, speaking of which, there was an announcement that he wants the truckers to all finally get their gene therapy, and he demands that. Even though the courts told him several times that it's not constitutional, he says he doesn't care and he's still going forward with it, with or without OSHA.
All right. And proof, I'm going to tell you how I think he's going to pull this kind of crap off and get away with it for a little bit. Now, they've been able to say, okay, we can't do anything about the federal stuff. You know, he is the boss of the Fed, blah, 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 blah. All right, so now all of a sudden Joe Biden today just said, hey, we're going to be dumping a bunch of money. We're going to go into these shipping ports in Long Beach and on the East Coast, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so we're going to go in there and we're going to work and we're going to be concerted and we are going to, you know, take over some of those operations by de facto making anybody that works under them a federal subcontractor. They are determined to do this, folks, at any cost, obviously. And look at where our ports are. Our ports are in the bluest shitholes in this country, excuse my French, but it is
unless
Tuesday night and I've had tea. Unless they go to Florida. And this is just unacceptable. Unacceptable. And I do not want to hear one more gosh darn thing about Christmas presents and turkeys and all of that stuff. I want to know how folks are going to keep food on the table day to day and their lights and the heat on right now. That's what I care about. Christmas is in your heart, folks. it's all nice and dandy to show the ones we love by giving gifts and stuff like that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I know a lot of our listeners, they just rather be in the company of somebody that they love, and that's a gift enough. And folks, don't get wrapped up into this consumerism this year. I'm not saying be all Grinchy and bah humbug, but by all means, I am cautioning you all to live within your means. Be frugal. Don't be wasteful. Don't be extravagant.
I'm going to slow you down here, Dahl, because I have a legitimate question before I bring on our caller here.
Okay.
So if the court already told Mr. Creepy several times to not try this because it's not constitutional, and he says he's doing it anyway and shut up court, can they get away with suing a business or fining a business $14,000 per violation if the judge already said it's not constitutional? Who wins on that?
See, that's where it comes down to it, folks, and that's why OSHA has backed out of this. Nobody can be fined. There's no fining. I can tell you right now, a lot of these, well, we're not going to go to that part right now. We're not going to go with the vaccine passport stuff. But they do not have they're not set up. They do not have a corner of their agency. The department, the OSHA's job is to make sure that there's abatement, safety, machinery concerns. They are not, have not, and are not equipped to monitor this type of stuff. It's not in their realm. They don't have the paperwork. They do not have the manpower.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But forget OSHA, because OSHA bailed out. So either Mr. Creepy can do it on his own, or he could find another agency, maybe the IRS. Maybe they can get the IRS to do this. And how, even if it's not constitutional, if he wants to go through with this, not only who is responsible for taking this money, but legally, are you required to pay money if something has been told it's not constitutional?
No, because I truly believe, since it's not federally constitutional, that your state constitution would shelter you in that. I'm just going to go with that. That's the best answer I have, is that it's completely unconstitutional. There's no path to this right now that we know of. No entity that the money's going to be going to. You can't just dump everything into the Department of Treasury, especially if it is judicial or civil fines. So there's that money goes into different stuff. So that's my best answer.
Well, and I realize that the whole thought is they have to get people, they have to force the issue of the passport. So they need to make sure that everybody gets their gene therapy so they could force the passport, and then they could start rounding up people that are not interested. So that's the issue, and that is why he'll go to any agency possible, and it doesn't matter what the courts tell him, that he's going to try it anyway. It doesn't matter if he gives it to the IRS, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury. And I know the Federal Reserve is not federal. I'm just saying that they could, for all we know, he could pay the ASPCA to do this.
That's true.
The agency doesn't matter. He's just looking for someone that's willing to take a few billion dollars to enforce this, even though the court says it's not constitutionally legal.
Yeah. And, you know, there's intimidation, coercion, everything that the business owner goes through, all that uncertainty. They don't know what's going to happen and whatnot. So, I mean, there's a lot to that. And like I said, that is how they've gotten this far, is by people from the beginning is the fear factor. And the fear is uncertainty, and people don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And they just keep subscribing to the same repeat.
Yeah, everybody's going to be Jamar, I guess, at some point with their 19th booster.
Amen. Not me. I'm pure blood.
All right,
I'm going to keep
let's
that way.
Let's get the phones and go to Texas real quick here.
Howdy.
I recognize
Howdy.
This number. This must be Larry.
Long time no.
Oh, well, thank you for thinking of us, sir.
Oh, it happens once in a while. Hey, how'd you get put in Facebook jail, you jailbird?
Oh, you didn't hear? I shared an article about our local school board meeting in October, and last week I got a 30-day jail sentence for that. And they said the reason why was because it was nudity and sexual activity.
Yeah, they're idiots. I got Facebook jail for saying that Foxy should be arrested, put on trial for murder, and given a death sentence, death penalty.
Well, this was from our local newspaper, so anybody that shared this from our local newspaper, I guess, also got in trouble. I didn't realize that at school board meetings there's sexual orgies or men running around naked or anything like that. I had no idea. I just shared a school board meeting.
Well, you know, in Democrat-run places, it might be that way. You never know. They do
true.
Have closed meetings sometimes, so, you know, hey, who knows? You know?
Okay.
Yeah, just a thought, you know. In the meantime.
So what's up with Creepy Joe saying he's going to force all the truckers to get their gene therapies?
Yeah, good luck. He wants to shut down the country, I guess. Hope you grow your own food.
Well, he does. He does want to shut down the country. Why do you think they're moving at all points against us? And you know what's even funnier, though, is that Robert Francis O'Rourke thinks he's going to be governor, and the first thing he says is, I want to be governor of Texas. I'm going to take all your guns away. Like that's going to be a winning strategy in Texas to win.
Winning strategy to get hung from a tree, maybe, but not to be elected
governor.
Well,
like Joanne Moretti said a couple years ago, he's going to get to four houses. The first two won't be home. The third will not answer the door for him, and the fourth one will ask him if he wants the bullets first.
You know, we just this past year, or well, actually last year now. What was this year? Passed constitutional carry. Don't need a permit, nada. That includes open carry.
Mhm.
But anyway, you heard a sixth person died in Wisconsin from that piece of trash that crashed through the parade?
Yes.
It was a child. And Wisconsin, I guess, doesn't have a death penalty because all he's facing are, for now, until the sixth count gets put into court, he's facing five life sentences with a $5 million bail. Cash.
And you have all bail. The fake news that almost refuses to report on this.
Well, I know. The only one that did was Fox News. MSLSD, they're not covering it. CNN, the CNN chick, some Asian chick, refused to even say whether it was male or female.
Yeah, they didn't ask him what his gender was yet or what color he is.
Well, when they were first reporting on it, they just – and now – you know, if he had been a white guy doing this, you'd never seen the end of it. But he didn't fit their narrative. He's a criminal thug that really, as far as I'm concerned, when he was found guilty about that 15-year-old girl getting her pregnant and pimping her out, he should have been put in prison and never seen the light of day.
No, but he got out on a $1,000 bond.
Well, that's up in Wisconsin. I'm talking about the charge in Nevada.
Oh, that's right. He is in multiple states.
Yeah, he was prostituting, child sex trafficking, a 15-year-old girl, and got her pregnant. that alone should have had him locked up for the rest of his life. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that on Facebook because I'll wind up getting another 30-day ban, which I'm almost done with. I think I have like 11 days left or 12 days, something like that. Of course, so I guess, what are you competing with me to see who can get in Facebook jail the most?
See, you're using the words murder and you're yelling at people. All I do is share stuff.
Oh, I don't ever yell. I don't use all caps. I don't yell. I just state you know, my opinion on things.
Let me put it this way. You're the one saying Fauci should get the death penalty. And all I do is share an article about a school board meeting.
Well, see, that's just as bad, dude. You're not supposed to talk bad about school boards that want to make sure that our children are molded into a certain way. In other words,
yes, and our governor Shitsack says that he's taking advice from the guy in Virginia that lost, Terry McAuliffe, and he's using a lot of the same sentences and a lot of the same strategies as him. And he said, if you don't like it, you could vote me out next year.
Problem is, people that count the votes aren't on our side.
No. You have to make it an overwhelming beyond a reasonable doubt that the other person wins, or else they could steal it from you. It has to be so blatantly obvious, like it has to be like 75% to 25%. This way you can squeak out a victory of a few hundred votes.
I'd say it would have to be more like 90%. Look what Biden fiasco was. You can't tell me he got 81 million votes. Sorry, I don't believe it. He might have got a million, maybe 10 million.
No, I think I put this out there before where I will say Trump got about 85 million votes and Mr. Creepy got about 38 million. I will say it was probably like that.
Pardon the background noise. I'm in a rest area walking my dog right now.
All right.
But, it's all a mess.
I wanted to ask you, though, I'm glad you called in, because I don't know how many truckers you talk to and what the word is on the street about, are truckers really going to start running to their doctor and getting their shots?
Well, the ones that are going to get them have already gotten them.
That's what I thought.
And some have started wondering, it's like, well, why should I get it if it doesn't work? Some will go and get a booster shot like an idiot, no matter how many booster shots they say you need. But then there are a lot of us, it's like, you keep your needle to yourself and I won't have to put a bigger hole in you with something else, if you get my drift.
Yeah. I know you said you sold your weapons last time, so I don't know what you're gonna put holes in people with.
Arrows.
Okay.
I lost them in a boating accident.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I believe in crossbows are quite effective. Yeah. Make a lot of noise, though. What? Did you step on a thorn? Come here. I hate those thorns. Those sand burrs, or whatever they want to call them. They're like
devil
thorns.
Yeah, depending on what part of the country you're in, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm up on Interstate 40.
Oh, you're not
heading
that far
Phoenix.
From me.
I'll be even closer sometime tonight. I'm heading to Phoenix right now. And then after that, I head to East Texas. And then after that, Las Lunas, New Mexico, where Walmart is. right next to Walmart, Facebook is building a huge complex.
Right.
But why? What do they need with it? And they're also building one somewhere else. I forget where. But they're building these gargantuan-sized complexes that it's like, why? What do they need with, unless they're going to be part of the NSA or something, which is quite feasible. Eva, would you hurry up? Go take care of your business and stop goofing
these,
off.
And those buildings that Facebook and stuff are building, that's where they house servers and whatnot. And they require a great deal of energy, and they use a lot of water to cool their systems.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not freon-cooled. They're water-cooled.
Yeah, exactly. So they are a huge drain on the local environmental resources. And I know people
down
in Oregon.
Yeah, but the Democrats push it as a big economical development kind of thing, like creates jobs and all this other crap. You're getting in
yeah,
the danger zone down there. Don't listen to me, though. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So
you know,
Tibetan
Mastiffs can be most stubborn dog I've ever seen in my life. Are you familiar with Tibetan Mastiffs?
No, I'm not. I have Shih Tzus and Anatolian Shepherd.
No, I know what Anatolians are. A friend of mine has a couple of Anatolians.
Yep. She's really stoic and really super quiet, and she's a really good dog.
Since I haven't talked to Larry in a while, let me just tell you real quick that we drove up to St. George last month and met Critic.
Oh, he's in St. George?
Yes.
So he's not in Seattle anymore?
Correct.
When did he do that move?
Last month.
How's he doing?
Oh, he loves it out there, and Dahl is no longer in the Seattle area either.
Who?
Me.
No, the lady you're talking
the
to, co-host. She's no longer in Seattle
Oh,
either.
Okay. Well, I don't think
we've
ever met.
Yeah, no, I just do Tuesday nights, and then I have a show on Fridays. But, yeah, Larry, I was down in Washington doing medical care and that I can't get in Alaska, and I kept my home in Alaska. And the hope was always to go home, but it just got so bad that, in Washington State, you know, I was paying property taxes and stuff, and they're the values, the community values, they have no values. And it's like, if I'm going to invest in a community, I want it to reflect my values. And at the risk of quitting life-saving medical treatment, I sent my family home and I said, you know, I will meet you there. So I'm back on the island here in Alaska and with my family finally. But, yeah, it's just such a shit show that I'd rather quit medical treatment
and
cut my
life
short.
You couldn't pay me to live in Washington.
Hell
no,
I hated it.
You know, I feel sorry for the people on the eastern side because they're not far left nut jobs like what's on the coast.
Nope, they're not at all. And I was born in Spokane and lived there until I moved to Alaska when I was 18. So, I totally agree. I was a legislative delegate for the Republican delegation for our district for this last election. So anywhere I'm at, I try to get involved. It's all our civic duty to do what we can. But I'm glad to be back in Alaska. I'm glad we kept our home.
I thought about moving there a long time ago. Then I thought, well, I hate earthquakes. I'm just not really big on earthquakes.
Well, if you move down the southeast panhandle, we don't have the earthquakes as much. I mean, we still have
as
tsunami
much.
Warnings.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not
yeah, as much.
But there's no buildings. There's no buildings. Everything's pretty much residential or single story, so you're all good.
Hold on a sec. Let's get this. How did you manage this? Thank you. Okay, going up.
So Matthew McConaughey, do you think he really has a chance?
Has Randy been around?
Who?
Randy.
I don't know Randy.
Some of the old gang. Let's see. There was Red Pill, and then what was the other guy's show name? I forget now what his real, what his Freedomizer name was. Oh, gosh.
Chances are they're not around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was on Facebook for, and then got onto MeWe and then left Facebook, and we stayed connected on MeWe, and then disappeared altogether. I'm just hoping he's okay.
Well, I wish I can help you. I don't know.
No, you can't have my seat. Go under your cave. Under the bunk. Thank you. Yes.
So in about 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to go to a commercial break because we have a guest on at the top of the hour. Patricia Gonzalez. Patricia Gonzalez, she's running for Congress in Florida. So I'm always interested in people that are fans of Ron DeSantis.
That's cool. Hey, you might want to stock up on necessities and such. Because if worse comes to worse, we'll shut it down. And if truck stops, so does America.
Amen. We're ready. I'm ready. My household is ready.
But as you know, Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, this is what they want.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, America, but, you know, we don't take kindly to eugenics. A lot of truckers are waking up, too. You know,
see, that's
what
I was asking Dahl before, that if the court says that you're not allowed to push a gene therapy mandate and all Biden says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway, I want to know why it is that he doesn't get in trouble for that. Just telling somebody
it's
unconstitutional doesn't matter.
You know, there are grounds for an article of impeachment. And it's like, you know, it seems like Democrats are just, it's like water off a duck's back to them. You know, they just don't get in trouble, you know. There's a long history of this crap where they just don't ever get in trouble. Swalwell or whatever his name is.
Adam,
he was with the Chi-Com, you know, chick that he didn't get in trouble for that.
Fang Fang. Her name is Fang Fang.
Yeah, okay. And then Adam Schiff, he didn't get in trouble for pedophilia. He didn't get in trouble for conspiracy with the fake dossier crap. You know, Hillary, she didn't go to jail for obstruction or anything when she wiped her computers and all that stuff. It's like, what the hell, man? Flynn didn't even hardly do anything.
Our only hope right now is Ghislaine Maxwell just spilling her stuff.
Well, they dismissed... didn't she have like a lawsuit or something naming like a long list of corporations and names and such? And they threw it out, said she had no standing.
But I thought she was on trial yesterday and today.
Yeah, she's on trial too, but they said that her lawsuit has no standing because she also filed a lawsuit. But
maybe she'll name names anyway. I don't know.
This country's in such deep crap. It's not even funny, man. You know, people call for, we need a revolution. No, you don't. You don't know what you're asking for. You don't want a revolution. It's not going to turn out good. But
see, the only way a revolution would work is you would need to get more than like 200,000 people off the couch and actually do stuff. You would need millions.
You'd need more than that.
And I just don't think there's enough people that would be willing to do it.
Well, a few million, but you'd need the backing of the military, and the military at the top is controlled by the globalists.
Yeah, so you'd have a military that would splinter off.
It would become like an Afghan war.
Yes.
But it would really just destroy the country, and then they would call for martial law, and then they would suspend the Constitution for an indefinite period. And the country would be no more, at least not as we used to know it.
Well, either, but on the other way, it would still, you're at this rate, we're not going to have a country anyway, so I don't know what's better anymore. But,
yeah, I know.
But Larry, we got like 60 seconds, so if you have any final words, you're welcome to call back later, but I got to take care of this interview.
No, that's cool. Well, buy food, buy ammo when you can find it. Those of you that haven't lost your guns in a boating accident, get some ammo. Those of you
that have
lost your guns, and you know. Meanwhile, keep up the faith and stay strong. That's all I can say. And don't get any damn shots.
And don't eat any
Larry.
Yellow
stay
snow.
Stay safe. Yeah.
And don't eat the yellow snow. Yeah, that too. Watch out where the huskies go. All right.
Yep.
Peace
all right,
out,
thank
everybody.
You.
All right.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye.
All right, so you heard it. I guess we're going to have a trucker strike, and we'll see what happens. But let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll bring Patricia Gonzalez in. And for those of you who have access right now to a computer, you want to see her website before we bring her on, it's patriciaforcongress.com. We'll be right back.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love? Your marriage? Even your diet? Or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20%
of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open it.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Just a show note, it might be obvious, but we're going to go ahead and take Thanksgiving Day off here as far as the Proof Negative show goes. And then we'll still be on tomorrow. But right now, we do have, from Florida, we have Patricia Gonzalez. She's running for Congress. And her website, of course, patriciaforcongress.com. Welcome in, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me. So I'm so glad to hear more people from Florida actually standing up. And right now, I heard that Florida is officially the most Republican state in the United States right now.
Yes, that is correct. That's, you know, it's just such a change here. There's so many Republicans here. And I've been here all of my life, and it's just to see that it's turned red like this, it's just wonderful.
It's good to see that so many people have left their voting habits in their old state and they're moving.
They are. They are. We have a massive amount of people moving to Florida, and they're working. They're very busy here. And it's just wonderful to see that. It's incredible.
So you're out of Miami?
That is correct. I'm out of Miami, which is South Florida. Mm-hmm.
So are you in the same district as that one girl that got suspended 38 times in school?
I'm not sure. Do you happen to know what her name is? I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, I don't remember her name. I know it was nationwide news where this girl got suspended 38 times in school this year because she refused to put a scam on her face. And she posed with the governor. And then just recently she told the school board off, and then the next day they dropped the mandate.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, we're fighting here. You know, we're saying no to the mandates. It's incredible how people are standing up against this government overreach and everything that's happening. You know, Floridians, we enjoy our freedom here, and we're definitely fighting back, and I'm so glad to see that's happening.
It is just strange to me how the governor can say, all right, we're not going to push vaccine status, we're not going to push masks on kids' faces, and we're going to take your funding away, and then the president can say, well, if he doesn't pay your salary, let me know and we'll pay you extra. I just can't believe that this is acceptable.
I know. It's totally unacceptable. And, you know, our governor's wonderful here. He's going to continue to fight. He's always said he's going to fight, and that's exactly what he's doing. He just, you know, signed a bill on Wednesday against the mandates here with vaccines, and he's going to continue to push back and to fight the president, you know, as long as he has to. He's determined.
So Dahl is my co-host. Dahl, I know you love talking to our candidates here, so please feel free to jump in.
Welcome to the show, Patricia. I really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm always, and Proof nailed it. I do. I love having people that are running on the show. And it's because the people that we tend to host on the show as guests are your average, just starting out their run. You know, they're just like, this is their first run and stuff. And for me, it's so much more relatable on a personal level. Although neither Proof nor I would qualify as a constituent of yours, possible constituent, it doesn't mean as Americans we don't have a stakeholder even in Florida, you know? And people need to keep that in mind. And I'm a huge, we worked real hard the 2020 elections. We did a little side campaign here. Proof was so generous to donate time on the show, and we did a flip every seat red scenario. So my question to you is, I read your bio, I researched you. You're a very busy woman. You're a mother of, what, five?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. I'm a mother of five, too, so I can relate on the oh, my goodness level. Patricia, I just first and foremost, however this turns out, I want to thank you as a patriot, one patriot as another, for stopping what you're doing in your obviously very busy life. You're a mother of five. You're a successful business owner. You've worked very hard to get where you're at. You've had multiple careers. You were in banking. You quit banking. You went to school. You got your degree. That could not have been easy. So I just find you on that relatable patriot level, that where you can relate to the struggles that your constituents would be doing. Mm-hmm. So my question, my big question to you, I'm just so excited when I meet new people like you. But my question to you is, what was your aha moment? What was that? I just can't sit here and do this anymore. I've got to do something about it. What was your moment?
There were several things. I think the turning point was, I think the Afghan really affected me. My father served 22 years in the Navy, and I was always raised a Navy brat and very patriotic. Mm-hmm. We attend every air show, Blue Angels, and so forth. And, you know, I always was taught from a child, you know, Americans, we're so united, we never leave not one person behind. And I that was really heavy on me as, you know, growing up and just being so patriotic, and I love my country. And when I saw that, I think that was, one of the most sad days that I've witnessed. It didn't have to happen like that. You know, there could have been other ways of handling that. But when we started seeing Americans, you know, left behind and our allies, I just felt like, you know, this is really, really sad. And, you know, I thought that I wanted to do something and try and make a change. And that was really the turning point for me. And then from that point on, of course, other things that have also occurred.
Yeah. Now, your parents are both, your father is an immigrant, correct? Prior to
correct.
His service in the military. From Haiti, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So when you, and your mother is from Bahamas?
Yeah, she was born here, but her family is from the Bahamas. That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of history in your family and a lot of knowledge, and you're really lucky that you were passed down that not only, you know, heritage and pride and work hard and come to America and follow your dreams and stuff. How does your family feel about this? Your kids and stuff, everybody on board?
Yeah. They are.
They're on board.
They're on board. Yes, they are. They're very supportive.
So it's a pretty tight running field there. How do you feel being the new kid on the block?
It's interesting. I'm enjoying it. I've been doing a lot of just listening and reading and trying to find out as much as I can as far as what's going on in the history of the actual last race here, but it's really exciting. I can't wait to get out there and continue meeting people. You'd be surprised just the feedback you get from people. It's with everything that's occurring right now, so I'm just loving it. It's really a great feeling.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, doll.
One more quick question. What are some of the common concerns you're hearing from constituents in the district where you're running?
The main concern here is, of course, the inflation. We're hearing a lot about the gas prices and the food prices. You know, people are complaining. A year ago, a trip to the grocery store, you know, was a lot less expensive than that is today. And there's some shortages of items, as we all know. So people are really concerned about the inflation and when's it going to stop, when it's, you know, and it's really affecting them. You know, they budget, and the district that I'm running in, they're very concerned about that. And as well as the gas prices, as you know, they're much, much, much higher than they were a year ago. And people are noticing it, and they're very concerned. That's most of the main concerns I'm hearing. Vaccination mandate is another one. I'm actually from the healthcare field. The business that I have, works a lot in healthcare. So I'm starting to see it a lot in this area as well. So there's a lot of pushback with that. A lot of nurses do not want to be vaccinated, and others do. So, you know, they feel like they should have that choice, and that's a lot of the different concerns we're having here in Florida, South Florida.
Yeah.
So I do think it would be nice to actually, and I don't know who the mayor is down there, but it just would be nice to get a clean sweep of get all the Democrats out of there, because right now I'm not necessarily a Republican, but the Democrats of today have a completely communist agenda. And we need to tell everybody that communism is not what America is about.
I agree totally. It's not the same Democrats that we knew years ago. They're completely headed towards communism. And in South Florida, we have a lot of residents that are familiar with communism. So they're very familiar, and they're watching this and warning others, you know, this is where we're headed, because they've just left other countries because of that reason. So I agree with you completely, and I think that's why we are turning so red here in the state of Florida.
So with that, though, I know a lot of the issue, especially in Florida, people are worried about immigration. So how do you feel we can fix the immigration problem?
Yes, that is another concern. To my knowledge, I hear that we're also flying in illegal immigrants
Correct.
From the border and coming into Florida in the middle of the night. And you know, we've had a few incidents in Florida with some of the actual immigrants that have come to our state illegally, getting into trouble and you know, not doing such nice things. So I know our governor is working on that very hard. to try and come up with a way to stop that. They're coming or flying into the airports, you know, which is federal. It's something that it's getting pretty much out of hand. It's really something that, you know, we need to get control of. How he's going to do it, I'm not sure as far as what he's doing on a state level, but it definitely has to stop. We have to do something to prevent this from happening.
I like DeSantis's plan where he says he could stop the airplanes when they come in and just reroute them to Delaware and have them all meet at Creepy Joe's house.
I heard that, yes. I think what he's going to do is once they land, put them on a bus or something and then send them over to Delaware.
Because in most of the United States, all the Eat at Joe's, the Joe's Crab Shacks, have gone out of business. So we could take those old Eat at Joe's signs and just put them in front of his personal house.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
And maybe bus them all to Martha's Vineyard too. So when he's on vacation, he can meet some great illegals there too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I don't know how. Let me just put it this way: I don't know how anyone that has came here legally or became a U.S. citizen believes that it would be a great idea to give everybody that comes over here from now on $450,000 cash.
I know. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing? I don't understand that.
Because that's going to stop immigration. You pay them $500,000.
Right. They're just going to – more just going to come, and they're going to continue to come now because now they think they're going to get rewarded by coming to the border now. So that definitely is just not going to work. It's a disaster. It is.
Right. So if I steal a kid and if Dahl and I were married, we'd steal a kid, then we get $900,000. You could buy a really nice house for $500,000 in most of the United States, and all you have to do is steal somebody's kid.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's pretty much giving them an incentive to come, right? Yeah, and
something that I've held firmly to my heart is that we are not doing any service. We're doing a huge disservice to these countries where these people come from. And I've told Proof this before, is that I believe that Joe Biden is complacent in trafficking, human trafficking. Mm-hmm. He is stealing the youth of these impoverished nations, the able-bodied and the youth. He is stealing them by de facto. These people are being trafficked. They're high commodity. They're worth a lot more. People, human trafficking is a huge industry. They're bought and sold and bought and sold. People think it's only the sexual trafficking. It goes on a large scale in the labor workforce and stuff, the stuff that we don't see. But I do. I say that Joe Biden is complacent. This whole administration is complacent in human trafficking, the future of these impoverished nations. These nations cannot ever recover. We cannot ever hope that they can stand on their own two feet if their future is being stolen from them by the promise of this. So, yeah. Joe Biden's just a creepy old guy in a white van promising puppies and kittens and candy. And I just
and
did not today, Satan. And
ice
cream.
Yeah.
He's everything I told my kids to, you know, stranger.
Absolutely. Yeah, the border is such a crisis. And you have human trafficking, and then you also have the drug smuggling as well. And that's another issue. We're having so many drug overdoses from drugs that are coming over the border. And so there's just so much more harm that it's just unbelievable. They're allowing it, and they're, you know, it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. I think we have another caravan of a couple thousand more, if I'm not mistaken, that's crossing the border as we speak. They're heading here, and they're coming from all over the world. And it's not getting any better. It's more and more illegally crossing there, and then they're not mandating vaccinations at the border, so they're coming in with COVID, and again, they're being flown to different parts of the United States, and some of them are COVID positive, and they're wondering why, you know, the COVID crisis is remaining, and, you know, it's consistently up and down because we're continuously moving people from different states that are COVID positive, and they seem that they are COVID positive. So we're not testing them, you know, we're not vaccinating them, but they want to mandate that all the citizens here get vaccinated, you know, before they can do certain things. So it's just very hypocritical. It has to stop. It's just really out of control.
Okay, so you have primaries in August, correct?
That is correct. I believe it's August 23rd, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And there's, what, two people running Democrats in your district. We've got Kevin Harris and Christine Olivio. And so far, you are running, and it's just Patricia running Republican in your district.
Yes, there was a Laverne Spicer. I'm not sure if she dropped out or if she is running. I thought she was. I saw her, I think, on the FEC website, I think a couple of days ago. I'm not sure if she's still or not. But, yes, that's Laverne Spicer. Both Laverne Spicer and Christine both ran in 2020, and they both lost. So they are running again. As far as I'm aware of.
Okay.
So I am glad, though, that you guys got rid of your sheriff out there, Artie Acevedo.
Yes, that's good that we did that. That's great.
Yeah, when you have one sheriff that wants to mandate all the vaccines and stuff in the state, and nobody's interested, yeah, he can go walk on a plank for all that cares.
Exactly, I agree.
So I just think it would be great to give people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz some help.
Absolutely, and I'd love to help them. Yes, they're great. I believe she even tried to bring up some articles of impeachment. Didn't have any support, of course. You know, it's never going to go anywhere right now. But she's got the right idea, and she's strong. You know, she's a fighter.
So all that we have right now is we have to hang on and hope that we can get to these midterms, because I just have a feeling that because Mr. Creepy's poll numbers are so terrible, and these Democrats are there's a lot of Democrats across the country, some longtime people that are retiring because of they know that this is their head on the line for this. And as long as we get the right people involved, we can end this. We can't have any rhinos. We can't have people that are there just for their paycheck.
I agree. I agree 100%. And you're right. We can end this. We just need to flip all the, you know, Democratic seats that we can. And there are a lot of Democrats that are retiring. You can't really blame them. I see where Biden is taking them. You know, it's almost, I don't know why they're not waking up and changing directions, but they're not. I thought that was
the thing is, though, Patricia, that if there were some Democrats that were not socialist, now would be a good time to speak up, because you might be able to save your job. if you say this has gone too far. But because none of them are willing to stand up, that all of them are on the chopping block.
I agree totally. Not one of them is standing up against it. They're all going off the cliff together. Yeah, all of them.
You have two Democrats in the Senate, and you have almost nobody. I can't even name you one congressperson that is standing up and saying no.
I can't either. Just the two senators.
At least in the Senate, you have Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are the classic Democrats and not the socialists. And I can work with them. It's sad that Kirsten Sinema votes more Republican than a lot of the rhinos do. I will take Kirsten Sinema over Murkowski in Alaska 7 days a week.
Amen.
That's right. I agree.
I'm all Kelly Chewbacca here.
We do have some rhinos we need to get rid of as well. We do.
Amen.
Because the thing is that the a lot of times the only times when Congress people care about their constituents is primary day and election day.
Exactly.
And that's not going to cut it.
Mm-mm. You are absolutely correct, 100%.
And that's why Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's why they're respected. And I guess on the other side, you have AOC, who I'm not a fan of at all, but everybody sees her. At least they know, even though she's on the wrong side of everything, at least she's out there.
Correct. She is. She's very much out there and fighting for what she wants. She's very active. Yes.
I don't know if that's better or worse, to be honest, but I just don't want people, like I had somebody on yesterday, and I thought I knew who most of the Congress people are, and he said a name that I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about. It's like they've been there 8 years and never introduced one bill at all.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah.
That's true. They're there for all the wrong reasons, you know? They really are.
Oh, it sounds like Joe Biden.
Yep.
You know, I mean, 100 years and never did a damn thing.
Not a thing. And I think I heard he's considering running again in 2024. I heard that, and I just said, this has to be a joke. Yeah, I can't imagine that.
I can't see him running for the bathroom.
If Pfizer and China endorsed him, then he's going to run.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Let's see him finish this term first, you know. I can't imagine. We're only 9-10 months into it, and, you know, 3 more years of him and then another 4. I can't imagine that happening.
Well, if you want us to turn into some form of Zimbabwe/North Korea/Venezuela, then yeah, it's a good deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But we need to make sure that we just don't barely squeak out a congressional win next year, but we need a sizable amount of victory over the Democrats, because that's the only way this impeachment's going to get in, because you know you're going to have some rhinos that are afraid of they're afraid of continental drift. They don't want any change.
True. Yeah, we're going to have to really win by large numbers, as many as we can. You know, according to looking at West Virginia, you know, it looks like we're going to do pretty good if you know, we follow that path. And the way things are going now, they're tired
of
it. They want change.
So let me ask you, Patricia, so the person that currently has you the seat in your district, that's a Democrat, right?
Yes, Frederica Wilson, correct.
So is she not running again?
She is running. As far as I know, she's running for a re-election. She's been in, I believe, since 2013. So she's been there almost 10 years. And I believe she's running again.
did say that, unless anything's changed over the last few weeks. Yeah.
No, you probably have it right. I was just looking to see who she was because not many people, and Miami might be one of the few cities where she has a reasonable chance, but most of Florida doesn't want to hear this.
Right. That particular district, the one I'm running in, she would be the only place she would have a chance because of the demographics there. But again, you know, we're planning on running a good race and giving her a fight. You know, I think that people there are also fed up. It's a low-income area, so they're really feeling it at the gas pumps. They're feeling the inflation as well. So I think if anything, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen 2022. And they're really, really fed up. I've talked to a lot of Democrats, and they're not happy. They're not happy at all.
Well, this would be a perfect time just to flip that seat. And that's been a Democrat seat for a long time, hasn't it?
It really has, a very, very long time. As long as I can remember, at least a good 20 years or so. It's been blue for a long time, especially since the last decade, since she's been there, 2013, even prior to that. I think it was Democrat a couple terms prior and then maybe one Republican sometime back.
But to me, it's just strange how the poorer people are, the poorer they think sometimes in the big city that they have to vote Democrat because they honestly think the Democrat candidate cares about them. And I just don't understand how that's become such a big thought among so many people is that, and I've heard this for years, the decades, that Democrats care about people and Republicans care about business. And it couldn't be any further from the truth.
And that is correct. I was raised also hearing that same thing, that Democrats supposedly care about the people. And it's been instilled in them for decades, forever. And, you know, I think now, though, they're actually, some of the Democrats are actually opening their eyes and they're seeing how things were before and comparing it to now. And I think they're waking up and starting to realize, you know, this route is not working anymore. You know, we're on the wrong path. And hopefully it's enough for them to switch, you know, to make that change and that they're going to see that it is a good change. And that's what we're pushing for. You know, we're going to get out there. We're already doing that and meeting people and talking to them and basically educating a lot of them because a lot of them don't know a lot of things that are actually happening out there. Thanks to the news not covering certain stories, they're just pretty much unaware of a lot. And you'd be surprised how many Democrats actually don't know a lot of the current things that are happening. They're pretty much shielded from a lot of facts that are out there, other than what they see, which is the price of gas, the price of inflation, the shortage. So those things, you know, we can't hide them from them. So they're waking up, I think so. I'm very optimistic about it.
Well, I think so, too, and not that I want to play any race cards. I do think having a Latino lady that, or at least Haitian, that could come in from experience as someone from another country might be a benefit here because you can speak from experience, and maybe that might be the thing that wakes people up. It's crazy to think that all it takes is something that somebody can relate to, and you could wake them up and show them how the government is doing them a disservice. That me or Dahl wouldn't be able to reach those people, but you can.
Exactly, and that's exactly why I did choose that district. There is the demographics there. There is a lot of Haitians as well. I think it's about 53% African American, maybe 40% Hispanic, or maybe 36. I'm sorry, Hispanic, and then the other. So I think I have a good chance of reaching those people there. That's my plan. That's the goal. and I can relate to a lot of them, and hopefully they can relate to me. And I think that if anyone's going to reach them, I think I really have a good shot at it. I'm very optimistic. I do work a lot with them, and I know, you know, I know a lot about their culture and where they're from, and basically I think that it would help out a lot once I start reaching out to them. And
so it just seems like that you have to play a numbers game, and you have to meet as many people as possible, and if you could do that with enough people, then you got this.
Exactly, and that's our strategy. That's what we want to do. Absolutely.
So, Dahl, you want to jump in?
I do. I think your strategy is great, and I'm looking forward to following your progress and your journey. And you're on the right track, Patricia, and I believe that, you know, your heart and the purposing of why, you know, your positioning, and that the timing is right. So, yeah, I'm all the way in Alaska, proof's in Nevada, and we'll support you from across the miles in any way we can in your race. Like I said, we've worked before at, you know, getting the word out, and I'll definitely be getting your stuff out on social media and sharing the interview with people. But, yeah, you're in the right place at the right time to help people, and you are by nature a caregiver, a natural caregiver, and I think that's great. That's what public service is, and it's a rare opportunity. We get to meet people that are going in this for the right reasons, so thank you for stepping up.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you. And yes, I do like caring for people. We do that on a daily basis. Even my business, we do a lot of end-of-life care. So that's something that I specialize in. And we love to take care of people and families. So it's an honor for me to do this. And it's an honor for me to run. Yeah, I love people. I love my country. And I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight as hard as I can, and I want to win this seat. And we'll do what. Hello, are you there?
Yeah,
yes.
We're here.
Oh, I thought I lost you. I heard a lot of static.
Nope.
Yeah, we're going to fight this, you know, as hard as we can for this seat. And, you know, we're going to get out there in numbers and just do whatever it takes. We're going to really, really run this, you know, race to the end. We really are. I'm determined.
Good for you.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay for America. We will get a foothold in every little nook and cranny and turn this country around, because there is no other option. We're at that point.
We are. We really are. And we're at that point. Mm-hmm. I think 2022 is going to be the turning point. We have to.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yep. I think I'm traveling to Florida and, February. I'm going to go and support Kelly Chewbacca. Trump's holding a reception. Yeah, so I'm traveling from Alaska to go support my girl.
Yeah, we'd love to have you here in Florida. That's great. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep in contact. I'm the help with the management here at the station. We have several Patriot-based programming selections, and this time of year our hosts do like to get candidates on air on all the different shows to get your voice out there. So I'd love to contact you and get you booked on some of the other shows.
That would be wonderful. I'd love that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That means you can take her phone number down and get a hold of her.
I do. I already have it written down from the switchboard. I'm one step ahead of you, boss.
Nice fingers.
I learned from the best.
Well, you didn't learn from me, that's why.
No. Been doing this, 12 years for Freedomizer?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's about all, because I know it's getting late there for Patricia, and she's got a state to save. Well, a district to save.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, so if you want to give everybody your website again, and give your elevator pitch, I guess, to the audience, and we'd love to have you back maybe in January after the holiday season.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd love to come back. Yes, my website address is www.patriciaforcongress. You can find all the information there on the website. We're still actually adding things. Every day we're changing. So all the information's there. Again, you know, we're running for Florida District 24, and we're planning on unseating Frederica Wilson. That's our goal, and that's what we're planning on doing.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, we'll keep everybody in the loop with what's going on with you. I'll be contacting you here very soon and getting you booked on some of these other shows and get your name out there.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
More.
I'm looking forward to
more
it.
More out there.
Yeah. The more the
and
better.
In the meantime, we need a campaign video. No, we need one, but I'd love to see one out on social media.
Okay, we'll get that uploaded for you there, and then you can see one, definitely.
Okay.
I think everybody would love to see one, just because I think people like that, and I couldn't find one, no matter how hard I looked when I was doing my research.
We'll do that. I'll take care of that. Make sure there's one up there.
Yeah, have the kids do one of you. Do a family one. That those are more relatable. I love that.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right. Well, God bless you, and thanks for running.
God bless you, too. God bless both of you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're
happy
welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Patricia Gonzalez,
same to
everyone.
You. Happy Thanksgiving.
Patricia Gonzalez, the website is patriciaforcongress.com. And we'll grab a commercial break right now, and we will be right back in just a few short minutes here. So stick around, everyone.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Tune in for The Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
This is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents? Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. You are listening to the Proof Negative Radio Show live on freedomizerradio.com.
Dallas here. I'm Proof, and so Dal, I should have had you on yesterday to listen to our guest yesterday. I think you would have liked him also, Jeremy Dennison.
What did I miss?
No, just another good patriot that lives in Missouri that is running for office.
Oh, great. What office did I miss?
No, I said Congress, Missouri.
Oh, Congress, Missouri. Nice. That's a beautiful place. Beautiful. Neat place. Yeah, I had a patriot on the Alaska Patriot Network on Friday running for commissioner in Arizona, and it's actually in the district where Maricopa. So he's running. Yeah, he's going to be running there in I think not until 2024, but he's got some other stuff going on. But he was a guest. So yeah, and I just got back on some of the other social media platforms, and I'm able to start reaching out again to people that are running and stuff. So I'm kind of mulling maybe trying to put together a show once a week that's nothing but candidates running. So kind of a flip every seat red. Maybe, I don't know, I was going to talk to you about that. And maybe, you know, for like 6 months from the primary till the election, we'll do a flip every seat red, see who's left. Or maybe right before the primary. But I don't know. But, yeah, I think that's something that if I could get a few patriots together and we can round people up. And I guess maybe three guests a show. So.
Oh, we give each guest 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or two guests a show. or something like that. But anyway, so that's something I was just kind of mulling over because it did work out well. We met a lot of great patriots doing that here on your show. And I think I've really enjoyed everything that I've had the opportunity to do on the Proof Negative show. But I do think that that is some of my favorite stuff is just meeting these people such as Patricia that have busy lives and families to take care of and businesses and whatnot. And they're like, whoa, I got to do something about this. And I just, it really touches me. That to me is the definition of public service right there. It's not making a career out of it. It's stopping your busy life and doing something about it. That is the definition of public service. And these people they really touched my heart. It's that to me is the root of patriotism right there. It's not corporate politicians. It is homegrown. It's our neighbors. And that's just amazing.
Well, the one thing that gets me with these congressional races, Senate races, whatever, just seems like the Democrats are a one-trick pony right now. Their whole job is just to tell whoever is running that they're the most racist person in the city.
Yeah, and it gets old. It's so old, and we're all so over it. And I don't know how much longer they can perpetrate this whole, you know, nonsense.
But you can ask these people, what is your plan? And it goes, well, my plan is to make sure that we don't have a racist running in Senate seat 23. And then they get applause, and then that's it. That's all you know of them. They didn't have to tell you anything. Because who wants to hear the plan of a communist?
Yeah, and it's just it's the same thing, you know. Well, why is this person a racist? Well, because Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump had nothing to do with it, you know, or whatever and whatever. But yeah, it's just there's no basis for anything. It's just it's all what do you call it? Like gaslighting, you know, and yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of gas, I just can't believe that Creepy Joe stooped to another low and said that that Trump is the reason why the gas prices are so high right now.
What?
I don't remember Trump stopping any pipelines.
Huh. That's real funny. Because Biden's energy secretary was just on, and she was asked, this is from Breitbart, and Joe Biden's energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, admitted Tuesday she did not know off the top of her head how many barrels of oil the United States economy consumes per day. All right. This is the energy secretary, folks.
Yeah, you have one job.
You have one job. And she replied, I don't have that number in front of me. How many times have we heard that from this illegitimate administration? Jen Psaki. Or better yet, Jen Psaki's replacement when Jen Psaki had the vid or whatever. You know, that
yeah,
gal, she didn't know anything. She couldn't even circle back. She didn't have anything to circle back. She was like, we don't have that. I don't have that. I don't know. We don't have that. We'll make sure to get that to you. We don't have that. Okay. So everybody heard that for, what, 10 days. All right. So this gal was informed by CBS reporter Ed O'Keefe that the number was around 18 million. All right. So the 18 million is about what consumers need a day to keep things from tanking. Biden's decision is to release 50 million barrels of oil overall from the strategic oil reserve. And that would solve the problem of high gas prices. Okay, so I'm going to segue away from the article, and I'm so glad you brought that up, the gas stuff, because back in Obama's administration, I want to say around 2014, he had sold off a bunch of our reserves. And mind you, this is during a time when we were having huge hurricanes and all kinds of other stuff. And he was selling off our strategic oil reserves. And there's only so much of it. And you have Donald Trump was the first president, proof, that came in, and he came in last spring, and Trump said, you guys need to fill every nook and cranny of this reserve. Now, fill it now. I don't care how you do it, you fill it now. Thank God Trump said, fill it now. And he did that March 19th. He directed the Department of Energy to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to maximum capacity. He was worried about the collapse of international oil markets. And then let me see here. All right, so in October 20th, 2014, the Obama administration recommended reducing the size of our reserve and reduced it and then sold a bunch of it for a very low price. So here you have the Obama administration depleting the reserve, and then of course you get the Trump. So Trump has nothing to do with any of this. Thank God for Trump, otherwise we wouldn't even have this paltry amount. And these amounts can't be released right away. So Biden can say, okay, I need this from the oil reserve. Well, he doesn't have the keys to the oil reserve. And the oil reserve takes a while to get your product from. It could be a while. I think
not
maybe
just that,
45
but with
50
days. Million, that might be 3 days if you're lucky. That's 3 days worth of production.
Yeah, and we have to remember too that this isn't just gasoline or refined fuels. This is a combination of different kinds of fuels. So you have low grade crude, and you have sweet crude. You've got the kerosene. You've got kerosene that is involved or included. And then, you know, diesel, and then your different grades of gasoline and stuff. So, and it was really interesting because I ran across that, and of course it's my, you know, it's right in the front of all of us. This price of fuel is just astronomical. And I ran across that article, and then of course I fell down the rabbit hole, and I was like, because I didn't really know much about the strategic fuel supply reserve. And it was something that it was a response to, of course, the Carter administration. And I was very young during the Carter administration, very young, happy to say. But I do remember waiting in fuel lines with my grandfather. And only on certain days. So if your license plate said, you know, odd numbers, that was the days they'd say, these odd numbers can get fuel these days. So, folks, and we heard from on the first hour from Larry, who's a longtime Freedomist, and he called in and said, you know, hey, I'm a trucker, and I'm here to say right now that you guys need to stock up. We've been saying that here on the show for a long time. So there we have it. in a nutshell.
Well, that's going to be the start in January to a very terrible year that I know that they might try to call a crisis and try to avert the election in November. But it's going to be terrible.
Yes, it is. It is. It's going to be horrible. And people go, oh, you know, I was at the store. There's still food. It's not like that. And you heard from Larry. You heard from Patricia, who's running for Congress in Florida's 24th district, that there are, it's not just in, and for me, you look at my Facebook post and you'll see empty store shelves here in Alaska. And where I'm paying $12 a pound for butter, and I'm not even joking. And I can't even imagine what my fuel bill is going to be like to heat my home in Alaska. In Alaska, folks, I have to have diesel, you know, and just like my neighbors and stuff. I have neighbors that are going to have to, like, be dressed like, I don't know, wearing 4 coats inside their house so that they can feed their family, because they're going to have to pick between, you know, diesel fuel or food. So, folks, really, like I said, Christmas is all fine and dandy, and I love it, and it's spirit of God and fellowship and Hanukkah and all kinds of other wonderful things. But maybe forgo the food or forgo the gifts this year and stock up for food.
Are you saying maybe you should listen to Empty Shelf Joe, and you should lower your standards, and you need to have a Thanksgiving with no turkey, just have all side dishes?
Oh, no, I'm not saying forgo the food. I'm just saying forget the crappy Chinese plastic gifts and stuff that they want us all to spend our money on.
That's what Mr. Creepy told people, is to give up turkey and just have side dishes. Then your Thanksgiving won't be as expensive.
Yeah, well, that's not my point. My point is, I know, you guys know what I mean. No, but yeah, it's ridiculous. And that's how things happen. Do you think Venezuela just happened like that overnight? Or it took forever? No, it took like 20, 25 years and that goes by really fast. I don't want to be Venezuela.
So
my
heart
goes out to those
people offhand that are willing to give up their Thanksgiving turkey just to keep Mr. Creepy happy.
Yeah, well, the turkeys are, yeah, we're not having a turkey. We're having deer from venison.
You mean you're not just having an Impossible Burger?
No. We just went out and got something ourselves. Don't want to depend on old Joe and his shipping lines and the promise of a turkey. But yeah, no, I'm not going to spend that much money on a turkey. That's ridiculous. Let's go kill a deer. I'm going to do that anyways. So. But yeah. So Kelly Jabaka is having a fundraiser. Trump is hosting a fundraiser for Alaskan running against Murkowski in February, and I think I'm going to go. Never been to Florida. Never been. Time to get out there and support our candidates. Do you think I should support coming to Nevada?
Well, we have Governor Joey Gilbert. That's
I know,
about
he's
it.
A fine patriot.
Have you been following him at all?
Guy. Yes, I have.
Well, I know you've got to
I've
meet
been
him
following
on the radio once.
Yep, I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, I got to say hello to him last week when I did the protest when he went to court here in Nevada for the scam and vaccine mandates in the schools.
I love that. That's awesome. And then you were at a fundraiser he did too.
Yes.
Yeah, I covered for you that night. I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's good times. He's a great patriot, and he's out there fighting for people's rights and fighting for the doctors on the front line, too, fighting with them. And yeah, he would be a great asset to Nevada, that's for sure.
If you're into medical freedom, he's your favorite guy. If you're not into medical freedom, Joe Gilbert gets no press out here at all. So it's either you know who he is or you don't, based on what's important to you. If medical freedom is not important to you, you have not heard of Joey Gilbert. But if medical freedom is important to you, he's head and shoulders above everybody else.
I remember he did that article with Pacific Northwest conservative radio show host, and they rubbed each other the wrong way, and Joe Gilbert just like left the show, and it was hilarious. It was like, go Joey, geez.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I'd never ever heard. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Let me knock on something real quick. I've never in my 12 years had somebody tell me that they hated everything that I do and they left the show abruptly like that. I've never had that happen.
Yeah, that was just weird. It was just really weird. But, yeah, and I was listening live, and you and I just had him on your show a couple nights before that. Did that really just happen? So yeah, it just happened. But yeah, it's a real eye opener when you have somebody like Trucker Larry calling in and saying, "Hey, listen up, folks."
So let me get into this one. So Howard Stern has been running his mouth recently.
Not Howard Stern. He wouldn't run his mouth.
So he says that he's going to run. He's thinking about running for president in 2024 because, and this is a very profanity-laden tirade that he went into on his show, but he says that he's running so that he can go after everybody that doesn't get their gene therapy. He says that he can clean things up right away. And it will take him 2 seconds to get everybody rounded up who doesn't want to get their gene therapy.
Rounded up and put in camps, huh?
And Robin Quivers said on the show, that's his co-host, "You were all about freedom until the morons got a hold of the place." And then Howard Stern says, now I'm not into freedom. I don't feel good about my country. I have to run just to clean this fucking mess up. But I could clean it up in 2 seconds. I'd clean it up just the way that Biden got us out of Afghanistan, that quick."
That interesting.
So I guess maybe he knows parts of the Constitution that nobody else is privy to.
Yeah, it sounds like a mass event terrorist threat, I mean, it one big huge hate crime.
Now, I'm going to run that I can. It's like the same reason why Robert Francis O'Rourke is running for governor in Texas. It's like, I'm running for governor so I can take away your guns. I'm running for president so I can inject you with something that isn't constitutionally legal. Why are you running based on stuff that you want to do to people?
Don't want this thing done to them.
Yeah,
I mean,
so what,
just
because Howard Stern has a radio show means that we're going to vote for him?
And or that it's okay for him to threaten us all, you know?
So to me, Donald Trump has proven that he could do the job. Howard Stern, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I put it like this. If a conservative said what Howard Stern says,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't be on Sirius Radio.
And I don't mind him having a show and saying all the curse words and stuff that he wants. That's his deal. That has
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with the vaccine issue. If somebody wants to be smutty and have strippers on their talk radio show, then so be it. Then do your thing. Just don't call yourself a politician.
I don't know. It's perfect liberal or, you know, Democrat or socialist politician. Do as I say and not as I do.
So one other thing I want to get into real quick here. So Santa Cruz in California, they not only just reinstated their indoor scam mandates yesterday, but now it goes a step further where unless you're living by yourself or both of you have not left the house that day, that you will be required to wear a scam inside your house because it's possible that if you went out that day that you might have ran into somebody with COVID.
Now, are these for people that are vaccinated too?
Doesn't matter.
What the hell's the point? Where do you get a little extra freedom for getting, you know, selling your soul to the devil and getting the experimental gene therapy?
Yeah, just think that you decided to go to Walgreens today. So because you did that, then even though I did not go to Walgreens with you, we'll both be required to wear a scam inside the house for an undisclosed period of time because you left the house and you might have ran into somebody that might have got COVID.
You know, this is just, and it's never going to go away. It's going to be like this for the next germ and the next allergy and the next this. And pretty soon, the only people that can possibly keep you safe is the U.S. government. Or your local One World Order representative.
But can you imagine if you're thinking about divorcing somebody and you want them out of the house, that all you have to do is call 911. Hello, I want to report my husband. He's not wearing a scam, and we're in the house. And then the cops show up and take him away.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can. I can imagine, you know, you have stuff like that going on in New Zealand and Australia right now. Austria.
Oh, they're getting ready to start grabbing people and putting them in camps.
Oh God, help them, help us all. You know, this isn't just going to magically go away. It is seriously not, and people go, what am I going to do? I'm just one person. Well, one person plus one person plus one person. You're never just one person. So we got to fight back, Prove, all of us, any way you can.
So on the Gateway Pundit today, the ATF has gathered millions of records on U.S. gun owners as the Creepy Joe administration looks to crack down on firearms.
Well, I hope they started with Hunter Biden.
Well, I think he's exempt, but according to a leaked document in the year 2021, the ATF has processed 54.7 million out-of-business records that included personal information and sales records of their customers. So current federal policy dictates that when a licensed gun store goes out of business, its private transaction records are seized by the ATF and stored at a secure facility in West Virginia. And by when they say secure, it means that only the ATF and government agencies are allowed to get that information.
Well, there you go, Patriot Act for you. It's one
so it
long arm
a,
of it.
A database of gun owners and keeps track of recent firearm purchases, which is unconstitutional and illegal, but they're doing it anyway.
Yep, they are, and they have been for a while. And you know what? They do it with the books you check out of the library if you go to the library, too. I mean, there is no end of it. And you think it's bad now, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse when they microchip you.
Don't worry, that's coming. All right, so let's go ahead and bring Critic in here. Welcome in, Critic.
Yeah, you know, I was going to mention about Howard Stern. You know, isn't it funny that all these so-called celebrities have made money and gotten rich and stuff basically because they live in a free country, you know, running his mouth or doing the kind of smut he does. But you think he could go somewhere over in China or India or places like that and do the same thing if he thinks they're so wonderful? You know, these
now,
people
I don't know why they're still staying
they-
here.
Or these people think that they're going to be the exception to the rule. Or he's being paid a lot of money to come up and propagate that. Well, I've never liked Howard Stern anyway. I've always thought he was an asshole, but, you know.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of his, and I don't listen to his show. I never have, even though I have Sirius. I didn't buy Sirius for Howard Stern. I'm just not interested in what he does. I do believe he has freedom of speech, and if he wants to curse on his show and have strippers talk about getting vaginal piercings or whatever on his show, if he wants to talk about WAPs all day, I don't really care. But I don't have to listen to it.
Well, I tell you what pissed me off, and this doesn't really have anything to do with anything, but when he had interviewed Dana Plato when she was on her show, and then a couple of days later she wound up dead or said that she killed herself. I'm not sure if that is the case or not. She thought he was kind of an asshole to her. But, you know, I'm not into that kind of humor. I'm just not into that kind of humor. Now, I don't know. I think somebody's probably paying him to do that, quite frankly.
Oh,
but,
and something
know,
else
and,
I didn't cover yet from Zero Hedge. I just want to bring this up real quick here. So Merrick Garland wants to strengthen the Section 230. He wants to make sure that big tech is even more protected with their with what they do. I thought you'd like that, Doll. I'm going to share the article with you right now.
Okay.
So Merrick Garland thinks that this is not only good that that there's all this online censorship, but actually there needs to be more of it. Because of that, that's what freedom of speech is about.
That man
And don't they know that, even if they think that they're working for and stuff, that, you know, once they get what they're going to get, that they're going to get rid of them? This is not
I don't see that.
They're stupid.
Yes.
And they don't care. You know, and know that what they're willing to do to betray their own country, so why would they sit there and trust them?
Well, you know, that's another old bummer thing. This Section 230, he is the one who opened that up for, you know, the media and the social media to use their platforms as almost by de facto a weapon against the United States.
Well, he's a communist.
Well, yeah, they all are.
And it's amazing to me that you still have some black people who sit up and worship him and think that he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Good grief.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of people out there that think that Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
No, I'm not one of them. I don't think that he, she, whatever it is nice. But, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Absolutely. So in other news also, just throwing another news tidbit without really reading much on air here, but Kevin Spacey was ordered by the courts to pay over $31 million in the sexual assault case. So I guess if that doesn't mean he's guilty, I don't know what would mean it.
Yeah, I kind of read about that yesterday. And so his indiscretions caused the House of Cards series to cut short its last season. And production disruptions and loss of revenue and everything because of his indiscretions. And the studio sued him and won.
Right.
And a lot of actors and stuff like that, they have umbrella policies to protect themselves. They have by de facto insurance for this kind of stuff usually, if they're smart. And I'm pretty sure somebody like Kevin Spacey has an umbrella policy. So hopefully he does and
yeah,
can pay off some of it.
Yeah, but would his umbrella policy cover over $31 million? Because that's a lot.
Well, it depends on the policy you buy. So hopefully he does. I would imagine when you're working on productions of a certain, you know, contractual amount that you would have a insurance policy to protect you in that kind of a scenario. So it'd just be good business, you know. But
no, I get
it
that,
sounds
but...
like.
I get that, but $31 million is a lot to try and cover.
Yeah, it is. That sucks. That really sucks. But, you know, maybe he should hit on different kinds of guys. He seems to hit on guys that get triggered easy. I don't know. I couldn't,
well, he tends
you know,
to hit on
find
guys it. That are underage, and that's his major problem.
Oh, is it? See, I didn't see anything about that. But like,
oh, yeah,
okay.
They're not going to tell you that in there. But, yeah,
no,
he's one of Epstein's biggest clients.
Oh, I bet.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, what a
crank. He was actually...
No.
He actually
seriously.
Was on the... He's on the list.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. You know, people like him. So, yeah, I just see this stuff and I just shake my head and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, what the heck? They lose their minds. That's what happens
just,
when you sell your soul.
They're just evil, and it also gets me, too, about how Hollywood will sit up and preach morality and claim to be so woke and all of that. So, you know, that's
yeah.
just another case.
I agree.
And then they'll be the same ones who will sit up here and talk about, quote, racism and double standards and supremacy, but you go out to Hollywood and that's just Philadelphia. They're the ones that are causing it behind the scenes, but they're lecturing to everybody else about, you know, being a good citizen. That's why I don't watch anything coming out of Hollywood anymore. I don't.
I don't either. Not buying it. I'm not spending my money. I'm not going to, you know, none of it.
I may look at something from the past, but that's about it. But I couldn't tell you what's on TV today. I couldn't tell you who the new artists are as far as music-wise are concerned. I just don't keep up with any of it.
Yeah, the only I've watched Guy's Grocery Games, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and then there's that other guy called Dame Drops. I've watched his show on Netflix before. That's it.
Network.
Yeah, if it's not about food, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I watch Food Network, or the other thing is that I watch the Game Show Network, but because that's about the only thing that's really not political.
I have a hard time watching The New Price is Right. It's too changed and too woke for me.
No, I don't watch that. I've not watched that. Well, yeah, I really am not really a fan of Drew Carey either, but, you know, occasionally I would look at, I might catch it, but no, not since this whole COVID thing that I am. Haven't watched it, or the other one that I might watch is Buzzer Network, which has exclusively old game shows on there. But
are there old Price is Rights on there?
I think so.
You said it's called Buzzer?
Yeah, it's called, but if you go on and just type what year the Price is Right you want to see, like if you want to see 1980 or something like that, because I think the logo is on the bottom of the screen. I mean, if you went on YouTube and did that or something like that.
Okay.
But they basically run like old game shows, you know, Price is Right, Password, early days of Wheel of Fortune, you know, all that old stuff, Joker's Wild.
See, that's what the Game Show Network was supposed to be about, but they've kind of changed.
Yeah, when they came out, they did. And, the Game Show Network runs old reruns of Match Game. But they kind of like, they've changed and they have newer game shows on that. They have stuff on there like America Says, or they run reruns of The Chase. Or Catch 21 or stuff like that. So they have newer game shows.
Okay.
Buzzer has older ones. But no, I don't watch.
ZZR, just in case anybody's wondering.
What?
It's called Buzzer. Buzzer is B-U-Z-Z-R. It's missing an E.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, I'm just
but no, I have not watched. I have not watched The Price is Right because I've heard about that they don't have an audience anymore, and the contestants just come out of nowhere or something. And
yeah, and then when they spin the wheel, there's the three people aren't together. It's everybody's separated from each other.
Yeah, no, that. That doesn't sound like the good old Price is Right that we used to know and love. So, no, I'm not into that.
Oh, I see they have Prices Right from 1960.
Yeah, from the Bill Cullen's days of the Price is Right. When
but not
did
the, yeah, not the Bob Barker days.
Yeah, they should have the Bob Barker version on there. Because I've even seen the Dennis James version out there, and he used to do the nighttime version of it back in the 70s.
And then I remember Tom Kennedy. He was the guy that did it in the evenings in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, they got
Sale of the Century is another one. Card Sharks, I think, is another one that they have on there.
Concentration?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the list right now. Tattletales.
That show that Jack Nars used to do. I'm trying to remember what it was called. Not High Rollers. What was the one that he did? Yeah, it'll come to me. And then they got Family Feud, the old Family Feud with Richard Dawson. So,
yeah,
they got all
the
good
games. All 7 days. They don't have any of the 70s or 80s Prices Rights.
Oh, really? Well, I know I'd seen them on there.
That's too bad.
Well, maybe they replaced it with something else, but I think if you go on YouTube and you type it on there, it should come up. And another one that I have not watched either, and I don't know if it's become woke or not, but as I knew that they were doing fundraisers for COVID, people was Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Today's Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen reruns of it on there, but the reruns that I saw were pre-COVID. And I have not seen Jeopardy either. Not since before Alex.
No, I didn't
died.
See that on the list either.
Now, I've been told that girl that used to play Blossom is hosting it now.
So that's what I heard.
But, yeah, I don't really watch that much TV. Well, I don't really watch any unless it's something old. You know, I did have something on my YouTube where I bought reruns of Alice and Here's Lucy. And I bought something else, too. I can't remember. But, no, I'm not going to support anything that Hollywood does because it just, you know, everything is virtue signaling.
Yeah, everything has to have an extra message on it. It just can't be a regular show.
No. You know, something subliminal. And so I figure, why bother watching it? You know, but I stopped really watching TV. Or really watching new stuff really almost 30 years ago. Because in the 90s, I didn't really watch much except for early 90s. I watched The Cosby Show and A Different World. And the only other show that I watched a regular was Roseanne.
I thought you were going to say Living Single.
Well, I saw that more in reruns. More in the early 2000s after Oprah, when she had that first network, I saw it more in reruns. I would occasionally would catch a Living Single, but I didn't watch it regularly back then. And the only drama I think that I watched then was that that one on Lifetime with Annie Potts and Lorraine Toussaint called Any Day Now. But other than that, I didn't really watch. And by the time the 2000s came, I wasn't watching anything on network television. I think the only one thing, I take that back, was one thing I did watch was that series Monk. I think the first year that it came on.
No, on FX.
But after that, that was the one with the cop that.
I'm saying what network it was on. That was a cable show.
I don't think it was on. I'm trying to remember now.
It was either WTF or WTS, I mean, the Atlanta station, or it was on FX.
I don't think it was on the Atlanta. It might have been on FX now. That's been so long, I don't really remember, to be honest with you. It seemed to me, although, I don't know, it seemed to me like it was on network television, but maybe not. But that was the only thing that I that was the only thing that I would watch. And after the early 2000s, I didn't listen to any more new music that would come out. You know, when I was down there in Vegas, when I was living down there, I listened to that R&B station with the new music that came from there, which was pretty good. But, you know, I just I refuse to give my money or pay any attention to Hollywood. You know, why should, I mean, they think we're all stupid anyway. Or that, you know, we live in flyover country or we're kicks or whatever. So it's like, okay, well, if that's what you feel about us, then, you know, why do you think we should support you?
Oh, and then China owns most of the Hollywood anyway, so I would never want to support that.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, too. All this foreign influence in the media and stuff. Yeah, most of the major studios are owned by Hollywood, so yeah, no. No, they don't need my money. Yeah, I mean, you know, if I want to see something, I'll watch an old movie or something, but I don't need that mess.
See, if I find myself needing entertainment, then that I just come in this office and I work on a cartoon or I work on a song on my own. I try not to. Sometimes I'll go to YouTube if I want to research something. There's several people that like how I sell baseball cards and stuff on eBay or on Facebook Marketplace. I'm looking for other people that have opinions of certain players or prospects or other stuff that's coming out. So I want to hear some other people's thoughts if I'm on the fence about something. Or about cryptocurrency. I'll watch videos on people that have insight on other of that, but I'm just watching people like you and I that just happen to have a channel.
Yeah. Well, and I really don't even watch that much of that anymore. Basically, what I watch is either old reruns or something, and that basically is it.
Well, I'm just looking to that stuff is basically just to try to get second opinions on money I'm trying to make. Other than that, I don't have a need for YouTube, really. I do have a music playlist, and sometimes I'll play that while I'm doing a cartoon. But as a whole, if I'm sitting in the office, I'm working on a cartoon or music or something of that nature of my own.
Yeah, well, I do like to go to YouTube to listen to old music. Just type in the artist or the song I want to listen to, and then I'll do that.
You never created a playlist for yourself?
You know, I think it automatically does create a playlist. I've noticed that it'll do that after I play
a
song.
It'll show you songs that you've listened to before, but I'm talking about like creating, you can press a button that adds your song to a playlist, and then you can just play your playlist that you want to hear.
I used to, like, years ago on Yahoo, I think, had something like that, and then I, there was another one that I'm trying to remember. But because they sold out. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Yahoo was one of them. And
I remember America Online having some music, some radio stations too.
Yeah, no, I never did listen to them. Yahoo and, what was the other one? I think Yahoo took over the one that I listened to at first. Because I used to purchase songs on there, 99 cents, and I would add it to that. But I just figured, well, you can go on YouTube now and just tap up the artist and go and listen to it for free. So, speaking, you guys were talking about turkey earlier. I did buy myself a turkey breast.
Okay, did you go to Harmon's or Smith's?
No, I got that at Harmon's yesterday.
All
right. I think I am going to fry it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do that for Thanksgiving because I bought it down here, a beef tenderloin, and I was thinking I would have a beef Wellington for Thanksgiving.
Well, can't argue with that.
Because I got the puff pastry and I bought some produce yesterday. And I figure, well, I want to use it up because I don't think I want to have anything sitting out here. And so.
Oh,
and I did try that Chuck-a-Rama last week.
All right.
I did go there.
How was it?
Oh, it was all right. I think there are better buffets down there, quite frankly. But it was okay as far as buffets go.
What day did you go? Because if you go to their website, they have a different theme every day of the week.
I think it was Friday.
So you went to, did you go to lunch or did you go to dinner?
Oh, what time did I go? I went over there, I guess it was around noon.
All right, because I know Friday night is seafood night, so I don't know if it was a seafood lunch as well.
Oh, no. Well, other than they had, like, fish. I think
yeah.
They had cod, halibut, stuff like that. They had fish over there, but I didn't see anything like shrimp or anything like that.
All right.
Problem is I really can't get over there at night because the buses don't really run that late. So, I mean, yeah, they run as late as far as 8 o'clock, I think, but or I'd have to go with somebody or somebody would have to take me. But, yeah, it was all right. But I think right now my favorite is Culver's.
Is what?
Is Culver's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I understand.
It's so. But,
so, Dahl, you've been quiet lately. You have anything you want to go over tonight before we get out of here?
I'm awake. No, I'm joking. No, not a lot. You know, just not a lot of big plans here either for the Turkey Day day. So
someone else actually mentioned today that if you are going to host a Thanksgiving and have turkey, you should ask for $5 donations.
For what?
For the cost of the turkey.
Oh my gosh, they had turkeys at the store here, and they were so cheap. They were like $1.69 a pound.
Oh, see, I paid. It was either 75 or 79 cents a pound, and I originally was not going to buy a turkey because we have one in our freezer, but there's a place that I wanted to get some stuff from that. I don't mind if somebody wants free delivery and they want to deliver it to me and they do all the shopping, I would let them. But normally it was like $40 for a free delivery. But this week they wanted $100. And I got to about $83, $82. And then I saw the turkeys were 79 cents a pound. I said, screw it. I either pay $10 for delivery or I can buy a turkey and get some extras. And I figured I better buy a turkey instead of just paying for delivery.
See, I bought three turkeys, but we're not eating turkey. We're going to have venison instead while it's all fresh. Right. And then, but like I said, you know, for me right now, $1.69 a pound for turkey is dirt cheap considering... You know, it's $12 a pound for butter. Or you can go get an avocado for just shy of $4. Or some crappy ground beef. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just... And there's some huge gaps in the shelves. And I just... I'm waiting on my freeze dryer to come. Because... I do a lot of canning and stuff, but I think that the freeze drying is also a really good way to put things up. So, of course, you know, you're going to have the bags to, you know, if you want to just store it or if you want to be able to reconstitute and cook it within the bag, there's different bags and stuff. So it's an investment and stuff, but I'm going to do it.
If you want to dehydrate, you can make some turkey jerky.
Yeah. I have dehydrators and stuff, and that's great for some foods, but the freeze dryer, really, that's really good for the, you know, long term stuff. So, but, yeah, turkey jerky is good. Venison jerky is good.
I've never made turkey jerky. I've only done beef or buffalo before.
You got to do some turkey jerky.
I did some turkey years ago.
If you've made turkey jerky before, do you use the breast or do you use dark meat?
I've never made turkey jerky.
All right.
I think...
I've made salmon jerky, and what would you use, Critique? Have you ever made it?
Yeah, I think I did it once. I think I made it with the breast, and I know I used Worcester sauce in it. And I think I used also some smoke, liquid smoke.
Right.
But the one that I made, this was years ago. This was over 20 years ago. I think I used turkey breast.
And of course, that's my foolish only one spot. That the dark meat could come out way different than the white meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my air fryer does that. Like, I can make turkey jerky in my air fryer.
Yeah, we have the Ninja Foodie 10-in-1 that has a dehydrator button.
Yeah. Huh.
Mine has that. Mine has roast, bake, air fry, preheat. I think mine has a dehydrate button.
See, I don't know the difference between air roast and air fry, and I've been trying to research that.
Well, I use the roasted one for, I made some pork belly. I actually make some pork belly dumplings, and I use the roast for the pork belly. I put a little salt in
there. I realize that it's there, but I don't know the fan speed or what difference it makes between the roast and the air fry.
I think the air fry is probably a little quicker. And I know the temperature is a little different. It goes up to a certain level. But yeah, I did make some wonton pork belly dumplings last week.
Okay.
Turmeric and ginger and a little salt and some sesame oil. And rubbed it on there, and then fixed the pork belly, and then cut it up and put it inside some wontons along with some almonds and a little pesto and some mint.
Hey, speaking of that, you just reminded me, Critic. I was wanting to ask you, because you've had a garden. Have you ever grown potatoes?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm growing potatoes right now for the very first time,
okay.
And I was digging through the soil, and I pulled one up, and I just think it's so funny that this one, it's growing. It's the size of, like, a walnut. I just thought it was, like, cute.
Oh. Yeah, it depends on when you plant them. See, I didn't plant mine all at once. I just had my potato ends, and then I would go, oh, this, you know, is a great little starter. And I'd go throw it in, and I never really, even out the farm, I rarely grew in the ground only because I had, like, moles and I had all kinds of critters that wanted to eat them, too. So I grew above ground in containers. I used everything from, I think my most successful potato growing was I took an old piece of wire fencing, like a chicken wire, and I made a circle, like take your arms and make a big circle out in front of you, and that's about, and I'm tall, I'm 5'8", so a big circle like that, like you're going to hug something, and it was about chest high, and I just got a bale of straw from the local feed place, and layered the potatoes in there with straw and a little bit of soil and straw and a little bit of soil. And you could literally just cut holes or open it up on the side and reach in there. And, like, at the bottom, I knew that, like, the potatoes that I planted there first, and then I'd plant them on top of each other, which is not always suggested. But I knew the ones at the bottom would be bigger, faster. Yeah, or they'd be, you know, more mature. Is what I should have said. And I've grown them in old garbage cans. I've grown them in old plastic totes, canvas bags.
See, I have a crate, actually. I just emptied a bag of soil in the crate and stuck it in the back of my yard that would get morning sun.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's up against my back patio, so it only gets morning sun.
Yeah, as long as you can plant up. So you just have to be able to keep adding soil to the top. And I suggest, you know, using like something that, like straw or sawdust or something to mix into that soil a little bit so it doesn't get hard or anything, and that way you can reach in there and grab potatoes as you want them, because you don't have to wait for a potato to get huge to eat it. You can, you know, if the color's right, you can eat it, if as long as it's not too green, because that can make you really sick.
Right.
My roommate had a huge garden. He used to grow purple potatoes.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, I just took whatever I had sitting waiting for me to plant and just planted it all. But the sad thing is, is that I don't know which ones were organic and which ones were GMO. So I'll know pretty soon, because the ones that aren't growing a thing, I obviously are not meant to regrow, and they need to get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just going to say the GMO ones won't do anything, only the organic ones. So, yeah. And that's easy. That's the best way to tell. And if they're not doing anything, by all means, you want to get them out of there because they're just taking up resource.
Got the 90-second buzzer, so I have to start getting my way out of here.
Well, happy Thanksgiving from my home to all of you guys from Dahl. Proof, you're on tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah. And Friday, I am traveling for my father's funeral. We're finally having that Saturday. So,
okay.
We'll be uploading I'm going to upload a previous broadcast. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
I'm going dark on the group show on Thursday. So I'll be here tomorrow.
Nice.
I'll be off Thursday, and then I'll be back Monday. So thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. It's not just a Proof Negative show around here, so please check out the other shows. Just like we mentioned, Dahl with the Alaska Patriot Network, 3 to 6 p.m. on Fridays, Pacific time. But I'll be back tomorrow, as always. Hold on to the handrail, hope alive, and remember, only you can win the worst fight.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.